The Threnodyte System. The Threnodyte System is a site warped by an ancient conflict. Long ago, soon after the Shattering, Odium clashed with, and mortally wounded, the Shard Ambition here. Ambition would later be splintered, though that final act took place in a different location. The direct clash between two shards of Adonalsium had a profound effect on the planets of this system. Though the actual battle took place in the vast space between planets, and though the true contest happened mostly in other realms, the ripples of destruction and change washed through the system. Investigations into how this changed the other planets of the system have been fruitless, as none of them have perpendicularities to allow physical visitation. Fortunately, I have personal access to someone from Threnody, the third planet in the system. Judging by the records that Nash has provided, I have concluded that some measure of investiture must have existed on this planet before the battle between shards. However, the waves of destruction, carrying ripped-off chunks of Ambition's power, twisted both the people and the planet of Threnody. The planet is home to two separate continents. The larger of the two has been abandoned to something known as the Evil, a force that even Nash can speak of only in vague terms. A creeping darkness, a terrible force that consumed the entirety of the continent, feasting upon the souls of men. I do not know how much of this is metaphoric and how much literal. Expeditions sent from the smaller continent to explore have vanished, and the place is dangerous to visit, even in the cognitive realm. The smaller continent is a frontier, mostly unexplored and unnamed, with several bastions of civilization. I have visited one of the largest of these, and even it feels unfinished, set up haphazardly by refugees fleeing across the ocean, lacking some basic necessities. They focused on making it a fortress first and a home second. This makes sense, as the people there live in constant fear that the evil will find a way across the ocean. Or perhaps they fear the spirits of the dead. People on Threnody are afflicted with a particular ailment that, upon death, sometimes turns them into what we call a cognitive shadow. I will leave aside the nature of whether or not a cognitive shadow is actually the soul of the person. This is a question for a theologian or a philosopher. I can, however, explain what is happening magically. A spirit infused with extra investiture will often imprint upon that very power. Much as the Spren of Roshar become self-aware over time because of people's focus on the searches as being alive, this excess investiture can attain the ability to remain sapient after being separated from its physical form. Locally, they think of these things as ghosts, though really they are instantiations of self-aware, well, in this case, barely self-aware, investiture. This is an area deserving of more research. Unfortunately, visiting the planet is difficult, as there is no stable perpendicularity, only very unstable ones that cannot be predicted easily and have a somewhat morbid